So we come now to the Word of God. Let's pray before we look further at our scripture today. Lord, we thank you for your Word to us, that you are indeed our shepherd, the one who cares for and nurtures and feeds your sheep. And we come to you in faith this day, that you would meet with us through the preaching of your Word. We ask, Holy Spirit of God, that the Word of God would not come in word alone, but in the power of the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. So we rely on you, we look to you in faith, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So I don't know for you what you like most about being a Christian and going to church. Is it the deep sense of unity you have with other believers in Christ? Or maybe it's the knowledge of the love of Jesus for you personally. Maybe that's what thrills your heart about being a Christian. Is it the knowledge that all of your sins are forgiven and you are forever grateful for the mercy and grace of God shown to you in Christ? Or maybe the knowledge that you have a caring, loving and supportive family of fellow believers in Christ. Take a moment to think back to when you first believed in Jesus. What was it that thrilled your heart the most? Maybe you look back on those days of first love with an ache and a longing in your heart. Well, let me read to you some words of William Cowper, who wrote many wonderful great hymns. Here's one that he wrote. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Where is the blessedness I knew when I first sought the Lord? Where is the soul-refreshing view of Jesus and his Word? What peaceful hours I then enjoyed, how sweet their memory still. But they have left an aching void the world can never fill. Return, O holy dove, return, sweet messenger of rest. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. So shall my walk be close with God, calm and serene my frame. So purer light shall mark the road that leads me to the Lamb. Wonderful hymn by William Cowper that speaks of his longing to know that sweetness of fellowship with Jesus that he knew when he first became a Christian. In the first two verses of our passage in Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7 say this: So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So Paul is speaking about how we begin our walk with God and how we should continue in that walk with God. Good beginnings, a good lifelong journey, and a good ending. And that is a very good summary to us of our Queen that has just passed away. Someone who began well, who continued well, and ended well. Being a Christian is not just about wearing a badge. I am a Christian. And it's not just about being a church member or going to church. It's not just about praying and reading the Bible. Oh, that's good. Paul says, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him. So for us today, this is a call to consider our lives before God. Have we drifted away from the Lord and His ways in particular areas of our lives? Are you continuing to live for Jesus in the same way that you did when you received Him as Lord? So that's the first point from our passage, which is also a question. Is Jesus Lord of your life? The Apostle Paul was a great encourager. He cared deeply for the churches that were under his care, and he wants them to think carefully about how they are living their lives for God. And this is all the more important in our day, when we face so many distractions and temptations in our modern world. I could speak to you about some of the key areas in our lives, such as money, sex, power, and how we handle these aspects of our lives, and whether the way we live is actually evidence of Jesus being Lord or not. But there's another important question that we need to face if we want to be open and transparent before God. Do we have a humble and submissive heart? Do we have a humble and submissive heart? When Jesus walked the face of this earth, he said, I have come not to do my will. I have come to do my Father's will. And that was demonstrated to us in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus, in anguish, was able to pray, not my will, but yours be done. And he also taught us, his disciples, to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So as Christians, we should willingly come under the lordship of Jesus. It's not about my kingdom and my will being done. It's about Jesus and his glory and his kingdom. When I first came to the Lord, which was a few years ago now, I was 18 years old. And I was a big heavy metal fan, heavy metal music. And I had spent thousands of pounds on collectible records and cassettes. Remember cassettes? That's a few years ago now. And it was my first year at university, and I had my first car. And as a young believer, I was so excited and thrilled to know the Lord. And so I would put a cassette on in my car and often listen to worship music, but I had other music as well, heavy metal music. But as a new believer, I started to listen more carefully to some of the music. I listened to the lyrics of the songs more carefully, and I began to feel convicted that some of the content was simply not pleasing to the Lord. In fact, some of the content was godless. Maybe God is speaking to you this morning. Maybe he's saying to you what he said to me. You say that Jesus is Lord, but what about this area in your life? Are you just wearing a Christian badge? Or is Jesus really Lord of your life? For me, that meant I had to repent. I had to change. I had to get rid of the music that simply did not honor God. The lyrics were full of immorality and violence. And I remember beginning the process of throwing out albums. And the very first one I pulled off the shelf to put in the bin was quite appropriately called Highway to Hell. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. Is there an idol in your heart, in your life? Will you remove it from the place that only Jesus should have as your Lord? So that's the first question from our passage. Is Jesus Lord of your life? The second point is also a question. Are you growing in Christ? Are you growing in Christ? And to help us answer this question, Paul uses mixed metaphors to focus our minds. He speaks about being rooted in Christ, built up in Christ, strengthened in the faith, and overflowing with thankfulness. And all of these factors relate to our inner life. What's going on in your heart and in your mind and in your spirit? It's about your personal connection and relationship with Jesus and how that relationship impacts the way you live your life. Roots speak of a healthy, well-established tree that has put its roots deep down into the soil for both nourishment and stability. Think of a large oak tree that has put its roots way deep down in the soil. It is stable, it is established, and it is reaching out into the sunlight. In Jeremiah 17, we have this beautiful picture of a healthy, growing tree. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Is that a picture of you? Is that a picture of you rooted and established and built up in Christ. It's an image that is symbolic of the house of God, which involves both corporate and individual strengthening. The purpose of God is that individually and as a church body, we are built up in the Lord, strengthened in the faith, and overflowing with thankfulness. Being built up involves using God-given building blocks in order to move towards a final goal in accordance with the plans of the architect, who is God. The great reformers called these building blocks means of grace, means by which we access the grace of God in our lives and we are built up and edified in our faith. Some examples of means of grace for us would be personal and public worship, preaching, Bible reading, prayer, fellowship with other believers to enrich our faith and encourage us in our daily walk with Christ. Let me ask you, are you availing yourself of the means of grace? Are you growing and being built up in Christ? Or have you put yourself on more of a starvation diet, spiritually speaking? The Lord invites you to take your place at his table and to feast on the spiritual riches we have in Jesus Christ. What a wonderful invitation from God. And all are welcome at the table of the Lord to come and feast on him in faith. So that brings me to my third and final point. The first point was, is Jesus Lord of your life? The second point was also a question, are you growing in Christ? And the third point is a word of warning that comes from the Apostle Paul in our passage. He's already encouraged us to continue in our faith in the same way that we began. But if you've ever read Pilgrim's Progress, you will know that there are obstacles and dangers and traps that we must negotiate and avoid along the way on this journey of faith. And Paul has particular dangers in mind that he wants to warn us of. So the third point is a warning to avoid the dangers of religion. The Colossians had come to faith in Jesus Christ, and they had received him as Lord of their lives. And Paul longed that they would continue to be rooted in Christ and grow in him. But there was a real danger that they could be drawn away into a form of religion that had lost its focus on Christ altogether. Colossians 2, verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. So Paul doesn't pull any punches here. He says, do not be taken captive by empty religion, which is hollow, meaningless, deceptive. Make sure that Jesus is Lord of your life. Make sure that you are growing in him. Don't be deceived into thinking that salvation and spiritual life can be found anywhere else. You might remember the American singer Keith Green. He had some fantastic worship songs, challenging lyrics. But one thing he said, and this was not in any of his songs, he said this: going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. So why is this such a big deal to the Apostle Paul in Colossians 2? Well, it's because of the identity of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is not just a religious leader or teacher. He's not just the main figure of one of many world religions. Paul says in Colossians 2 verse 9 that in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. All the fullness of the deity lives in Christ. This is God in the flesh. This is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory, the only one who is worthy of our worship and adoration, the only one who is worthy of our praise and thanks. And not only is he fully God, he willingly gave himself to death on a cross for you and I. He willingly died in our place, taking our sins upon himself. And through faith in him today, you can know for sure that your sins are forgiven. And you can know the transforming power of God at work in your life. And one day, you will be with him in heaven. Is Jesus Lord of your life? Is he? Are you growing in him day by day? Make him your greatest prize and greatest treasure. Don't settle for empty religion. You see, Paul was a very religious man. But when he came to faith in Jesus, he said this: whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you truly are the most amazing person. And you are here in our midst today through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for each one of us that you would give us grace and help us to walk each day with you as Lord of our lives. That as we have begun our walk of faith, whenever that was, that we may continue in our walk of faith, growing and being strengthened and overflowing with thankfulness. So bless each one of us through your word this day. May it not return void, but accomplish that for which you have sent it forth. Thank you, Lord, for your word this day. Amen.